Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You ready, girl?
Michelle,
Michelle.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda McChan. And it is Taylor Tuesday. This show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach for your goals and your needs in education, training, workshops, and especially giving empowerment to the youth out there. We're going to have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the owner of the Healing of the Wound, and our topic is honoring ourselves. Get out your pads and your pencils. It's going to be great. You know, we must always come back to our original point of departure, to us and life itself. To live with dignity and reveal the full shining potential of our humanity, nothing surpasses this. Only by doing so can we as human beings find the happiness, peace, and existence with the natural world. It is time we return to the human starting point. A human being. We'd like to give our condolences to Art LeBeau and his family. Oh, these red goodies, that's what we're about over here. And, you know, send prayers out there still to Florida, still to Puerto Rico, still to Central America, and pray for the attacks that's coming over into Haiti. And the Iranian women are protesting. Those girls are taking off those head wraps and they're voicing themselves, just like we're having experience here in Los Angeles. With the city hall and the audio leaks out there, calling for those to resign. The people are tired and are voicing their opinions. It's all about that voice. And keep in mind, I got my balance today. If you've received yours, get busy. Mark off the right people. Voice your opinion. Your vote is your voice. Keep that in mind. So we're going to move on here. We want you to listen to this. And then we'll bring the Stephanie Haynes in, the author of The Healing of the Wound with Honoring Ourselves. Welcome.
Many nights we pray with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hope for song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know
That's right. And we have Ms. Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. The topic is honoring yourself. Get out your pens and pads because she has some information for you. And when she completes her segment, you will be a believer. Stephanie Haynes, good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Miss Linda?
Well, you know how it's going over here, and you know I'm going to put it out there. Thank you, thank you, thank you for taking our time to come on and care and share and educate us and talk to us about honoring ourselves, where it all starts, what we need to do so we can carry on and continue. Welcome in, Stephanie. Thank you.
Yes, good evening, Ms. Nurse. And Ms. Linda, thank you so kindly for having me on this evening.
My
pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Yes, always a pleasure. Yeah, so listeners, we've been talking about for the last, I say, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, we talked about, you know, forgiveness, learn to let go, and moving forward and breaking away from other people's expectations. And so tonight we're going to talk about, you know, really honoring ourselves, right? And then after we honor ourselves, we're going to embrace that beauty that lives inside. So, and I wanted to, you know, go over the affirmations that we talked about on last week about moving forward. And because some of those affirmations are going to intertwine what we're going to talk about tonight. All right, so if you're new with us tonight, please grab a pen and a pencil, and we're going to jot down some affirmations. All right, so the first one is, I will honor myself, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knows what is right. Number two, I forgive myself. I didn't know any better. Because I say, when you know better, you do better. I am learning to take care of the physical, mental, and spiritual dimensions of myself. I forgive myself. I don't have to stay in the past. I can be in the present. Not in the future, but in the here and now. I would speak healing with my tongue. I didn't know any better in the past. I'm learning to make better choices. I give myself permission to take care of myself today. It's all right to do so. I will create a positive future for myself. I will appreciate each day. I will take time to spend quality time with myself each day. So we're not going to no longer put ourselves on the back burner. We're going to take care of our needs before we take care of someone else's needs. I will allow others to give me compliments. And it's okay. When someone tell you that, hey, you look nice today, say thank you. The appearance and the abilities of others, and accept compliments graciously when they are given to me. My happiness comes from within. I don't look to others for my happiness. All of my needs are met. There is no lack in the universe. Create a loving family by starting a loving relationship with me first. Because, listeners, you cannot give something that you don't have for yourself to anyone. So we have to cultivate that love that we desire within ourselves. And with doing that, we have to let go of the fear, the anger, the resentment, the guilt, the shame, the blame, all of that, so we can live in our authentic self. So I have some questions for you. What steps will you take to be true to yourself? Now, Linda, I'm going to use you tonight. So I want to ask you tonight, what steps will you take to be true to yourself?
Okay.
Not saying that you're not, but what are some of those steps that you take to be true to yourself?
Well, I have to dig way back, Stephanie, and thank you again for throwing me out here and get me off this podium if I stay up here too long. But I always go back to the basics, remembering my culture, how I was taught, the things that were given to me to move with integrity. So I have those basics there, okay? So that's always number one step for me. And to become aware and to always step away from those who do not see my value and my worth, okay? I'm being very, very true. You know I'm about self-care over here. I like travel and relaxation, okay? And more so, to be true and authentic, I have to have respect for myself so therefore I can give it to others. So those are the steps that I go by, live by, and practice on a daily basis. But I would say integrity first for me. And from that integrity, that moves everything that's listed to number one first gear. Did I answer that okay for you, Stephanie Haynes, this evening?
Mm-hmm.
I was ready.
All right. So number two, what steps are you willing to take to allow your conscious and inner spirit to guide you? What steps are you willing to take to allow your conscious and inner spirit to guide you? You know, sometimes we ignore that small little voice that talks to us, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, you know, they said the first thought that comes to the mind is the right one. But sometimes we always ignore that thought. So what kind of steps that you can take to make sure that you listen to that little voice?
Is that another question for me, Stephanie?
Uh-huh, that's another question for you.
Oh, that's another question, okay. Well, first of all, you have to, you know, I believe in assessing the arena. Okay, I believe in assessing the arena. So I listen, but I also have conversation with that little voice too, because, you know, we have a evil side and we have a good side. We have that evil and that bad, and it's never going anywhere. So what I try to do, time, meditate, think, consider the source, is assess the arena, the persons that, if it's dealing with persons or situations, to kind of like check off, go down that checkoff list, okay? Because sometimes that inner voice is really the true voice, but sometimes that inner voice wants to jump out quicker, and, you know, it could be having a bad day too. So you have to sort of like sit back and really sit in the middle of it and really, really assess everything. Listen, listen, listen. Not so much speaking, because a lot of times when you are in different situations, you know, questions come to you that would kind of like interfere with that little inner voice. So I would just say assess the arena, stand in the middle, keep yourself balanced, and have dialogue with that good and bad, because we all got it. So it depends on what that what that inner voice is talking to you at that time. Mm-hmm.
So, Linda, that's great. Thank you so much for that. So what are your morals and values that keep you to continue to honor yourself? So what are some of your morals and values?
Well, you know how I feel about that integrity, which includes that honesty. So if you expect persons to do as they say they're going to do, and not just speak it, but actually do it, I have to keep mine intact also. I'm going to just stick with integrity. Integrity covers a lot for me. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
That's my best answer.
Okay. So how do you apply your morals and values in your daily life?
Ooh, keeping in mind that we're always on stage, and it doesn't matter what you say or what you write, it's your behavior, and behavior is very important. So I always keep myself in check. Otherwise, I look in my mirror, and I look in your mirror, too, because, you know, we're all mirrors to each other, and what you're
right.
showing me, yes, we're all mirrors to each other. So I pay attention to my mirror, and I try daily to keep it polished, keep it shined up. But I also pay attention to the mirror that I'm looking into, because that's telling me a story also. That outside mirror of that other mirror will let you know, basically, where you are, okay? And I say that to say, how can you put it like this? I'll give you an example. I always use this example. I'm working with my youth, you know, different ages out there, millennials, you know, they do a lot of stuff, you know, and they get angry with their parents. You know, we've all gone through that in that age, 15, 14, 15, 16. And my mother does this, and my mother does that, and I hate that, and I hate that. I say, first of all, can I talk to me about your mother? If it wasn't for her, you wouldn't be here. And you selected your mother, whether you know it or not. But if you see something in someone, okay, that displeases you, that you don't like, they don't like the behavior, guess what? You have that same thing inside of you. Otherwise, you wouldn't recognize it in them. So what are you going to do about it? Okay? So I just go back again to that mirror. Go back again to putting it out there and really, really assessing the arena. Was that a good one?
Oh, okay. Yes, that'll do.
Okay, I know you. I know you're going to put it out of me. I know you're going to put me on this podium. So next.
Okay, so the next question is, now how will you honor and respect the universe, yourself, and others?
Ah, respect the universe, myself, and others. Well, that's sort of like a one-answer question, because the universe, myself, and others are all one, period. We're all one. We're all connected here. So if you are adamant in your behavior and your thought pattern and your ways of being with respecting yourself, you have to respect those two also. It's all connected. We're all one.
Okay. Well, sometimes, you know, when you look at what's going on right now in the world, right, you know, with the war going on, you know, in Ukraine and, the viruses, the pandemic, you know, the mental health, the climate changes and everything. So Mother Nature is upset right now, right?
Yes.
Because we're having the tornadoes, the hurricanes, we have a whole lot of stuff that's going on, you know, within the universe. So that means that somewhere down the line, someone is disrespecting, is not honoring the universe, right? So that's one way to look at, you know, how we can respect the universe. You know, how can we, you know, change the environment right now that we'll be dealing with? You know, how can we bring harmonious back within our world right now, because right now we are suffering.
Yes.
With the guns, you know, the shooting, the lack of resources, the lack of money now, the loss of jobs, the loss of home, the homelessness. You know, so when we look at Mother Nature and the things, what's going on in the world, Mother Nature is upset right now.
Totally.
Because the world is out of balance. Because
yes,
we are not respecting it.
Yeah.
And then when you come to respecting yourself, you know, with that, is that what can you do to make this world a better place?
Well,
and then, how can you teach others or what to,
that.
To make
well,
this a better place?
You know, I'm a believer of each one teach one. But when you're out there demonstrating and then it basically goes on your behavior, a lot of times we get into situations and we don't quite understand why we're there, okay? But if you sit back and understand, each one teaches one. I have a young lady, and her statement is, well, don't you think they've learned to listen? Some of them have. Some of them don't want to learn. But I look back and I ask her, have you learned yours? And what would that be? Well, that would be through your behavior, your kindness, and seeing all of this upset, as you say, Mother Nature is upset. It starts with kindness, number one. We're mean to each other. Human beings treat each other worse than animals. If you watch animals and how they take care of each other, you'll learn something out there. We're all going through it. We're all suffering. As I say, it's a new beginning. So what I do is work on me, starts with me, and it ends with me. And if you don't touch but one person, or if you don't direct but one person, you've done what you have to do, because that's why we use the word individuality. We're all individuals out here. So we don't think the same. We don't act the same. We don't listen the same. We're not learning the same. We're all individuals. But it's up to me to sort of like stand in the middle of that and bring it right back to myself. Change anybody, but I can change me. So if I'm consistent and resilient with understanding that we need more kindness out here, I have to be kind myself, and I have to start with being kind to myself, okay? That's a form of demonstrating. When I want to rant, rage, or scream and holler, I take a breath, because I have to realize, what is that individual going through at this time? So how I work it, and I know that this is poison. This is all poison. All of this, the suffering, the guns, the greed, the everything, Mother Nature being upset, it's poison. But within my philosophy and my belief and my steadfastness and consistency with trying to make myself better each day, you know, better than I was yesterday, it's an inside job. So it really, really stems on me. And you're not saying you can change everything, but if you are consistent with it, with your kindness, with your respect, with your listening and dialogue. And sometimes dialogue, it can be good, but everybody don't want a dialogue. So you have to be wise enough to know when to speak and when not to speak. Or if you just want to say two words, or if you want to give them a paragraph. And that comes from you and your wisdom, because you're assessing the arena back again. You have to assess the arena, but knowing that I have the ability to change poison into medicine with my consistency and my belief, and that we're all connected out here as one in the universe, it can happen, okay? So that's my take on it. It starts with me and it ends with me. Can't change anyone,
excellent.
But I can change myself.
Yes, excellent. All right, so what step will you take to speak and live positively and restrain from all negative forces?
Huh. That takes a lot of doing, because you're being pulled left and right. And there's always test. Persons are always testing you. A lot of times it could be deliberately done. A lot of times they don't know any better, and this is their way of doing stuff. But it's up to me to recognize that. And understanding, again, can't change you, but I can change me. Is to continue to do what I do and keep remembering that it all starts with me. So if I go out the house angry, before I get to the next two blocks, someone's going to be angry at me. So it's about keeping that positive attitude, having a ha-ha life condition. It's all about the mindset, and it's all about having that high life condition, and that takes work, because you're out here fighting this battle, and these licks are coming from the north, south, east, and west. Be able to know yourself as a human being, and I'm going to use that word human being, and to be able to step back and look at others and consider them and continue on your journey. That's how I do it. And stay as positive as you possibly can, because when you keep it positive, it all happens. Because remember, it starts with you. Nothing else out there. No one else out there is going to straighten that. It starts with you. What are you deciding to do at that particular moment? You want to go to the next side? Then go to the next side. But there is a saying, I don't believe in being blown around like a leaf on a branch when the wind is blowing. So you have to be able to keep yourself balanced and stand like that redwood tree and just let the licks come. Because you know that you grease that with enough Vaseline on your boxing gloves so that those licks are going to roll off on you. It's a tough thing to do with all of this going on, like the gas prices and the food prices and all of this stuff is happening here. Mother Nature is upset because we are not kind to one another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how will you create peace, happiness, joy, and love in your life?
Well, you know, I do my thing over here, and you know what happens. I say those words, okay? And because that's my life, and that's the way I live my life, I carry a rhythm, and the rhythm is the rhythm of the universe. So I just keep playing those drums no matter what, never retreating and never giving up. And it feels good. It's a fight, but it feels good.
Okay. So what steps would you take to live in the truth each day?
To live in your
truth each day.
Continue as I do. Continue until completion. And you know there's lifetime after lifetime with us over here. There's no beginning and no end. So I just continue to do what I do with resilience, a smile on my face, and try to shine like the bright sun each and every day. Hopefully, some of those blings will rub off on others, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good answers, Miss Linda.
Well, hey, so, that's where Miss Linda is today.
Yeah. So what steps, okay, so now what steps would you take to spend quality time with yourself? Because I know sometimes you get pretty busy. And sometimes you get very busy as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and tell myself how beautiful, great, and blessed I am, okay, to be here, to be able to look in the mirror. And then I have a computer printout of all those affirmations, and especially the ones that you just said and some more. And I scream them, okay? That's the first thing. Out of my mouth, because you have to have a mindset in order to get your day going. And I find a lot of times I like to sit down and either read or have a cup of tea, but you have to force yourself to do it, because if you're used to jumping up, taking care of this, taking care of that, taking care of that, you have to stop and say, wait a minute, I need some me time to get this day started. So you go into that. You don't talk to anyone. You don't let anybody interfere until you get your time out the way. If it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes. And then you start your day. It's hard to do. Because sometimes I call it crisis management. You have to jump out there, and those crises or those emergencies are going to come. But if you plan it right, most people know to do not call me before 9 o'clock in the morning, okay? Because if they call me before 9 o'clock, they're gonna just have to leave a message. So once you set that pattern and you get on it and don't pull away from it, you'll see that your self care and the things that you do for you is gonna make you have a much, much better day. It's how you start it.
So that could some of those patterns would be boundaries, you would say?
Oh, totally. Totally boundaries. Yeah, don't call before 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't knock on my door. Don't ring my doorbell, because you're going to be ignored. Boundary number one, because it's my time. And I have to get You know, I'm the type of person, and you know, and you are too, I move on a canvas. Everything that I do is on a canvas. I see it. I'm a visual person. So I have to plan and set my day. I know where I'm going, which way I'm going, and which direction, and how long it's going to take. I plan. So if you step up in there and mess up that plan, you might get a little bit of my attitude, okay? You just might get a little bit. But yes, I set the boundaries. Sometimes you kind of like, you might leave a little crack open depending on the situation. But you have to assess the arena. Again, it's all about assessing, paying attention, being aware.
Okay. Now, do you ever keep yourself loose for change?
Oh, yeah. I keep open for, I call it crisis management, okay? I call it crisis management. I'm rigid and I'm pretty strict, but I can be a little loose. You know, it just depends. Depends on the situation. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I found out? And I want to share this with you. What I found out is when you gain patience. See, I'm sort of like in the past, we will say. I was an impatient individual. I wanted it right then, right there, give me that answer, blah, blah, blah. But I've learned that when you sit back and you have patience, it's going to all come to you. It kills me, but I'm working on it. And it feels good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. Now, how will you improve your quality of life?
Now, that takes a lot of work. Each and every moment, things change. So each and every moment, if you're moving in the positive and you have the right mindset and you have those goals and desires set out there, it might not happen in this minute, but you have to keep in mind and keep moving forward that it will happen. It's all about you and what you believe, okay? It's nobody out there that's going to do it for you, okay? You don't beg the universe for nothing. You command. Okay, so I'm a commander. So it has to improve, you know. And life goes up and down. And it depends on what the definition of each person's, what that definition means. My quality of life could be just walking on the beach, sticking my toes on the sand, okay? Whereas someone else's quality of life might be owning a block of real estate or whatever. It just depends on the individual. When you say to change that quality of life, when you are an appreciative person, when you know that everything that you desire, you will have, when you know that the universe has everything out there, okay? Life is abundant. We just have to take time, clean up our karma. See, people throw that word karma out there. They don't really know what it means and understand that cause and effect is very, very, very strict and it's real. So when you're in a situation, you have to think back, you know, and it's sort of like a reminder. A lot of us don't know what we've done to others, okay? But if you live your life being kind and being as pleasant as you can no matter what, you don't have to worry about it. So you know it's going to change for the better. So that's how I improve my quality of life, being kind, learning how to listen, not getting caught up into negativity, a person moving with integrity is very important to me, very important, and having appreciation for everything and everybody, no matter how it comes to you, okay, no matter how it comes, you know, that ugly stuff, be appreciative because you're learning something from it, and I bet you won't let it come back to you again. So just being out there, keeping it positive, and you know that it's up to you to make it happen. When they say keep hope alive, keep your life alive, keep your mindset right, and say this, walk away from people who put you down, walk away from fights that you will never resolve, walk away trying to please people who will never see your worth. The more you walk away from things, that poisons your soul. the healthier you will become. So it's about happy, bright, and light, healthy, and wealthy. That's where I'm going here. So I got that quote. I saw that quote today. I'm trying to see if I always like to give people credit. There's a lady, she posts out different things. And this posting came from Lessons Taught by Life. You know how you scan through and things catch your eye? So I wrote that down, and it fit in perfectly with what our conversation is going to be about today. So thank you, Lessons Taught by Life posting. Yep, I got it recorded here. Walk away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so the next question is, what step would you take to end all bad relationships?
That one, when you say bad relationships, that's kind of like a middle-of-the-road thing, because no relationships, I would say, are bad. They are just no longer used to you, okay? If it's something that you're holding on to and you're trying to make it work and it's not going to work, you get away from it. I'd like to have dialogue and say goodbye and tell you why I said goodbye. Hopefully you learn something from it if you want to learn, okay? I just don't disappear. I used to. You wonder where the yellow went. And most people are like that. But I sort of like to put, I'm not judging you, but I'm telling you about yourself. You know, that side of me will never go. You know, I don't like to back down. But if it's something that's not working too well, the relationship is not working out, why stay in it? But when you step away, it might be helpful to those you're stepping away from, and they'll do better next time. That's the way I see it.
Okay. And when I said bad relationship, not only intimate relationships, relationships in your family, relationships on your job.
Now, when you speak of family, that's a hard one to deal with, because family is going to be family. And you know, everybody in the family, if there's one piece of bacon left on the platter, there's always one that if you go for it, they're going to poke you with that fork. I don't care if they ate the whole pack before. So family is a different situation. You have to understand the nature of the person. You have to understand that person's nature. Because, you know, I come from one that arranges from the this to the that. I'm from them Texans. And you really don't have to wonder about them, because they're going to let you know. So it, you don't really have to break away from anything that you know that's the way it's going to be. You just either rock and roll with it or don't go up around them. But you know how they are when you're speaking of family. On jobs, that office stuff, and you sit down, you might express your opinion. You might get thrown up against the wall or whatever. But if that's something, if you hate to get up and go in there and your stomach is crawling before you get in the door, you don't need to go in that door anymore, okay? As far as male relationships, female relationships, any relationship, if that person is not with the same mindset and on the same road with you, and you guys are not trying to elevate, it's about elevation, whatever it might be, then you don't need to be there. That's a waste of time. Pull you in a barrel each time.
Okay. Yeah, I see some growth here, Miss Linda.
I beg your pardon?
I said I see some growth here, Miss Linda.
Oh, yeah, it's about growth. Hell, we keep watering. You keep watering those trees. I'm so glad we're talking about this, because there's many people out there that are going through the same thing. And I don't mind telling it when I'm growing and blooming and blossoming out here in this muddy pond, okay? I'm like a lotus flower.
Yeah.
One thing a lotus flower cannot do, a lotus flower will not blossom in a clear pond. It has to be in a muddy pond. And this world that we're in, to me, it's like a muddy, muddy pond. So I just put on my knee boots and step on through the mud and crawl up on that pad and blossom no matter what. I love it.
I love it too, Miss Linda.
I know you do.
Right.
I know you do.
So what steps would you take to create a new relationship with honesty and truth?
Well, I'm always moving with honesty and truth. That's the only way I know how to go. What I'm learning to do with my truth and honesty is, how can I say it? Rearrange the wording? Does that sound like something? Yeah. I'm going to always be honest and truthful. The way that I deliver my honesty and my truthfulness using my words has been altered.
The tonality.
Yes.
Because it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so it's all in the delivery.
Yes. Always. It's
okay.
Fun making those changes. And listeners, I hope that you're jotting this stuff down. Even though Miss Stephanie ain't has me on this pulpit, it's okay because we do what we do. That's how we teach. That's how we behave. That's how we share and care. And the best way to share and care is coming from your own stories. There's nothing like telling your own story.
Yes.
And recognizing your change, recognizing your growth, and recognizing your greatness. Nothing like it.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah. So how will you end criticism, worry in your life?
Well, criticism, you're going to get that no matter what. It's never going to end. You just have to take it, take what you can use, thank the person for criticizing you, and keep on moving. Take what you need that works for you. You have to do it your way, okay, on criticism. Worry is something that takes a lot of work because we're human beings and we're always going to worry about something. It's in our DNA. That's a habit that we have to work real, real hard to get away from those old stories and those old things. Basically, it's just like sitting back and understanding you. Worry is going to be there. Criticism you need. There's nothing wrong with a little criticism. Because remember, we're mirrors to each other. We got eyebrows, but we can't see them. So what is that person seeing in you? And thank them for taking out the time to tell you about it. It's up to you what you do with it, okay? But you can thank them.
All right. So now, is there any criticism on your part?
I try not to judge. Because we're not here to judge anyone. I might criticize someone if they're, like, lacking in integrity. I might mention that to them, maybe, or try to show them a better way. But judgmental, that's not for me to do. Or assume. See, that assuming, making those assumptions and putting a certain person in a box or a slot, that's not good. It's not good. So I try to stay away from that.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a good thing to do is, you know, constructive criticism is what all of us need to be able to take without, you know, feeling bad, because without the criticism, some of it, because some of it can be the negative criticism where people are talking about you, and it's not as hurtful opposed to being helpful.
Right.
And then to be able to take constructive criticism, you have to be open.
Yes.
Because no one on this earth is perfect. We all have areas in our life that where we need to grow and to cultivate, right? So being open enough to be able to, you know, take those criticisms and do something about those areas in our life that we need to improve, right? But we do have, you know, individuals out there in the world that use criticism as a way of tearing a person down.
Yes.
Instead of building them up.
Yes.
All right. So, okay, we're going to move on. This is good, Miss Linda.
Oh, well, we having fun out here telling our stories. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, so what have you learned from your past mistakes?
Oh, my goodness. From my past mistakes. You know, what I've learned from my past mistakes, and it's been many of them, is to, by making those mistakes, force me to take a deeper look within myself, okay? And like I said, it all starts with you and it ends with you. So sometimes you go, it depends on the type of mistake that it is. You say, well, I won't do that again. Okay, no matter what, I will not do that again. So you have a cutoff point, you set up your boundaries, and you set up how far you'll go. And how do you learn that it's a mistake if you don't ever get out there and make them, okay? Like I said, like you said, no one's perfect. We're not perfect. But you learn from your mistakes. You learn. You either learn to not ever do it again, or you might learn that this is something I'm going to do and I'm not ready to stop or whatever. It's always a lesson to yourself. Not when anybody else is there. Not when anyone else is trying to control. It goes back to you. You have to decide if it was a mistake or if it was a golden gift. It's really up to you.
Right.
You know, people lie to you. They dangle carrots, and they tell you different things, you know, to wheel you in or to do whatever. So you go in, but you always do your research, okay? And once you find out your research, you end up thanking those persons that have done that because they directed you to go find out more information. So what has that done for you? You got more tools to put in your toolkit. So you thank them. Always appreciation.
Right.
Always.
Excellent. Now, what can you do to prevent repeating them?
Pay attention. Pay attention. Be very observant. Mm-hmm. When you see it again, you'll recognize it quickly. And then it's up to you how you want to do it. You have options there. Because it might be similar, but not the same. So you might take that option of, well, let me just stick in here a little bit longer and see what else is on the other side of that wall. Mm. Yep. But it's all up to you. You have options. You can hang in there or you can step away.
Okay. So what can you do? So how will you freely give to others?
How will I freely give to others? Well, I'm a giver anyway. But there, I don't cast my pearls of swine. That's one thing I will not do.
Okay.
And that's a good Bible verse. Do not cast your pearls to swine. I don't do that. And that's through lessons learned, as we will say. But it's just like, I don't know, that one is kind of something that's still in the making. Yeah, it's ongoing.
Yeah. You see, giving freely is looking for anything back, having no expectation.
None at all.
All right, because sometimes people give.
Mm-hmm.
And then the expectations are for the individual to give back to
right.
you as you gave to them.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Tit for tat. Tit for tat. I call it tit for tat. And I'll share a little brief summary. I was in a situation and it didn't work out too well, so I kind of like broke from that situation. I did it as nicely as I possibly could. And the individual said, well, I did this and I did that. I said, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a piece of paper and we're going to draw a line down the middle of it. You list what you did compared to mine, and I guess I'll outweigh you since you're looking at it like that. and I just, you know, excuse myself from the conversation. So that's giving tit for tat. So that's an individual that was given back to see what they could get, or their agenda was, if I do this, this will happen, and this will happen, and that will happen. That was not given freely. That was given with an agenda.
So how will you uplift and encourage another sister?
Uplift and encourage another sister?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, since we're here to do that to each other anyway, it depends on the sister and the sister's attitude and the areas that the sister needs to be uplifted in, okay? You have individuals that, how can I put it, they have a need. You have to understand that person's need, okay? And that will give you the decision on how you will uplift them. But it's always an uplift, always an uplift, always a compliment of some sort, you know. Even if you can't, don't say anything, but I love that lipstick shade on you today, you know. But you know that that person is demonstrating they have a need for something. And it's not that you're stroking them. It's not that you're being a fan. But sometimes people need to hear things that they have forgotten about. So my uplifting with a sister or a brother or whatever is tied to be as present as I possibly can, you know, to let them know that I'm there for them if they need something and I can assist. So that's my way of uplifting. But some people, you know, you have individuals out there, Stephanie, that they have no use for you if they can't use you, okay? And they really have no use for you when they know they can't use you. You understand where I'm going with that? So it just depends on the person.
What do you do with those people?
I'm sorry?
And what do you do with those people?
I'll get away from them. Yeah, get away. Because I don't have the type of temperament to deal with users, okay? And most of the time, users are, they have a bully tendency in their agenda. And that doesn't work too well with me. So I have to get away.
Okay. So you know that people come in our lives for different reasons and different seasons, right?
That's right. That's right.
All right. So when that person comes into your life, they come into your life for you to teach them something.
Totally.
All right. So when you run away from that person, you have not done your job. You have not done your mission.
Well, maybe that means I have to step away because I need to go back to school and get equipped with some more ways to come back. I might return, but that means I'm lacking in something. Okay? I figured you'd like that answer. Yeah, I need to go back to class,
you know,
okay?
You know, life is a big test, right? And it's,
yes,
and it's
it
how we take the test. That's how we take the test. So that person comes in our life, to teach us something. And a user, more likely, is to come to teach us boundaries, how to set
yes.
our own boundaries.
Okay.
All right?
Yes. Yes.
And that's how I look at that.
When
I recognize a person is trying to manipulate me, trying to mm-hmm. use me, you know, and you're always giving to that person because we are givers, right?
Yes, we are.
And just like you said, sometimes we can't continue to give to individuals that disrespect you and try to use you. So what their job in your life is to teach you how to set boundaries.
Yes.
Learn how to say no without feeling guilty.
Yes, I love that.
Because if you run away, you're going to run away to another person.
Yes.
With the same characteristics to text you again.
Yes, I'm in agreement with you on that. That's my analogy. You know, I tell people when they talk about karma, and karma is so deep-rooted that we don't, you don't know what that karma, a person's individual, what they've done, but you know they're going through it. And most of the time when they go through it or run into that brick wall, instead of wanting to see what's on the other side of it, they run away, okay? And when you're saying use this to set boundaries, and I will say, you know, a fish will sink on any shore. I don't care how much water it is swam through. Okay? Meaning, if you stinky fish, no matter where you go, you're going to stink. Okay? So you might as well stay here, learn how to set your boundaries, and, you know, clean it up. Clean it up. But I like that a user is to set boundaries, because that's exactly what you're taught to do when you go through those type of situations. You learn how to say no with a smile on your face and don't feel guilty about it.
Yeah, and then if you're a giver, then you also got to ask yourself, why are you giving?
Yes, correct. You're absolutely right about that. Especially when you give, and, you know, you can give to persons, and they, with the young adults. See, these young adults, they're a little bit different. They don't ever say thank you. So you eventually say, well, you know what? I'm not giving you anything. And you don't know how to say thank you. What's wrong with thank you? You know? So you're absolutely correct about that. You don't keep giving. You don't. Because they're not appreciating you. They're using you. They're using your kindness. They're using your heart. They're using you. So take that gift and give it to yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a problem shopping for people because I'm going to buy when I can. I buy what I like, okay? I buy what, you know, so it might be something and it might not be but one of a kind. And guess what? I have to give myself a dialogue talk because if they don't have teeth, I'm going to keep that one for me. I used to give it away. I used to, but I don't do that anymore. So I give it to me. So if that's not honoring yourself, I don't know what that is because you come first.
Right.
You come first.
All right. This has been great, Ms. Linda. Go ahead.
I knew you was going to do it to me. I knew it because that's your way. I knew it. I said, oh, boy, she coming. That's how she do things. But that's how we get out there. You know, it's telling the story, and you ask those questions because that's what you're skilled of. But we're still telling them how to honor themselves by telling them how we honor ourselves. Giving you something to think about. Maybe you haven't thought about doing it that way. Okay? So that's what we're here for. And we're open to the different ways that you do things to share with us. That's what it's all about.
So how can you create unity in your family and community? And honor
now yourself? Unity is a big word, okay? And you have to have unity in order to get anything done. Well, actually, in order to create unity, you have to understand what unity is. And the only way you're going to understand that is you got to unify yourself, your body, mind, and spirit first, okay? And from that unification of yourself, you're able to see the areas that are weak, if we want to use the word weak, or say see the areas that are disunified. And you go in there with your heart and all your might. And use, I wouldn't say use the word strategies, or use different methods, okay? Because everything is not going to move under the same process. And you get in there and you create that unification by leading by example. See, we're all leaders. We're all leaders of our own lives. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. But in order to create some unity, You start with yourself and then you move out to that community. You move out into those areas and you observe and watch those people and you mix and you blend with them. You recognize the good strawberries from the bad strawberries. But the most thing that you have to pay attention to is that blender blade, okay? And that blender blade is you. So you have to make sure that you work on yourself daily, 24 hours a day, if you're going to step out there to create any type of unity, to make sure that your blades are sharp and they can chop up that fruit and clear out the bad fruit. But it begins with you. So you have to sit back and observe. Have some patience. Listen. Because, see, a lot of people that are not true to themselves and a lot of people that aren't moving with integrity, they'll if you listen to them close enough, you'll figure out who they are. Because they never conclude whatever they say they're going to do. They're always talking. They're always fans of others instead of fans of themselves. You have to listen. And when you know the community or the persons that you're dealing with, then you adjust your blender blades if you're going to create that unity. Or don't make the smoothie, okay? One or the other.
Okay. So what step would you take to set examples for the future generation?
Oh, boy. Now you really hit that button. It's the keep looking
yeah,
in my
love
mirror.
Your baby.
You know I love them. Keep looking in my mirror and shining it up and try with all my might any way that I can to let them know that they have a mirror to look into and work in any many ways to show them how to polish theirs. And you have to do that by example. You have to do that by example. But one thing about the future generation, we all are here to train our successors. We have to train them, okay? We are the storytellers, and they're watching us. They're watching you. They might be giving you a bunch of lip. They might be, you know, having their attitudes and stuff, but that's okay. That's okay. Because, see, when you have an attitude and when you give lip, you're gaining your courage. You have to show them how to be courageous, but in a healthy way. And set up mentorship programs. You know, use your community to come in and work with the young adults. They need to hear the stories, and we're the ones that have them. They don't have no storytellers. Okay. We're the storytellers, so we can't tell them what to do. We can't dictate to them, but we can share. Hopefully, they'll hear one word or one story that they will remember and carry them all the way through life. But don't take the one word or one story. They might act like they don't hear you, but later on down the line, they'll remember. And I know I remember. You just put yourself in their shoes at a different time and remember, like people say, well, this doesn't taste like my mama's food. Well, you should have had somebody like your mama cook your food. Okay, that type of stuff. You have to keep that in mind. Also, the way we, the culture that we were in, the things that we were taught, the basics that we were given are no longer out there, no longer out there. But those are basics that will carry you through life, and we're the ones that know that. So we have to teach them. We have to teach them. Yeah, you hit that button when you talk about my babies, okay?
It's just like, okay. Okay. So, and the last question.
Okay.
What qualities do you have to support your sisterhood group?
What qualities do I have to support my sisterhood groups? You know, I like dealing with them sisterhoods. As long as you land in one that's about what they're about, you know, after you go through the eye rolling and, you know, we have a lot of work to do out here. But my support is to try to set an example, okay? Set an example. That means in tone. That means in voice. That means in wording. That means in dialogue. Okay? You have to be authentic. Always move being authentic. And always move coming from your heart. If you move from your heart, you can never go wrong, no matter how it's accepted. Because when you move from your heart, you don't care if they accept it or not. You just know that you are doing what you're supposed to do. So it's move from your heart, be authentic, understand, and I don't mean try to, you know, you can be a team player. It's very, very important to play team. But you have to go into an arena and see what kind of game they're playing. If they're playing football, baseball, basketball, you understand what game they're playing. And you decide at that time if you want to suit up, okay? And you put on that suit and you get out there and you play with them. But also insisting that it's always with honesty, dignity, and integrity, period. And you can't go wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm going to end with this quote.
Okay.
So, we cannot truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves.
Fine. Right.
Do I need to say that again?
Say it again, please.
We cannot truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves.
Yes, we first are honest, okay, with ourselves. Yes, I love that. Yes. Oh, I'm going to use that quote second. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm loving it. You know what I'm doing over here, don't you? Setting up my speech. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. We cannot truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves. Yes, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. What can I say? I like telling these stories, but I knew you was going to come with them questions. I say she's in that question mode up here. Stephanie, that was your last quote. Before we go, I want to ask you about the event last weekend. And I know it was a great kickoff, and I know that there's something coming up. Was it Grown and Sexy? Is that coming up on the 21st?
Yes, it is.
Is that the date? Okay. That's the one that I would love to attend, and we're going to figure out a way to do that, okay? And get that link to me because I'll be working double systems, okay? But I don't want to miss out on that. I don't want to miss out on that. This has been so much fun. I like it because we care and share, and we care and share in so many different ways. But one thing about it, we're authentic over here. And when you come with Miss Linda, I'm going to ask you these questions, boy. I say, here we go. I better put my tone cap on, my thinking cap on, because she's going to bring it, because that's what you do, and that's why we love you. So this conversation and this segment about honoring ourselves and these questions that you were asking, you know, letting go and all of the suffering and how would we, you know, step in and understand there's a reason and a season and what they come to and how to set boundaries for ourselves and understanding. That's why users come into our lives, okay, so that we can learn and we can remember and be mindful of ourselves, okay, because when you know yourself, no one knows you like you. So if you're in a situation and you see that it's just not no hope, you need to step away because you don't want them, well, we won't even talk about that, okay, because you know you. So if it's not a good thing, you have to step away from it. And to be able to understand hurtful versus helpful criticism. And if you pick up on someone that's constantly criticizing and you realize that it is more hurtful than helpful, yeah, that's not a good thing. So when you run into an individual like that, it's up to you moving with your heart to either have dialogue with them, step away, leave it alone, or, you know, do whatever you have to do. I'm a dialogue person. I like to sit down and have dialogue, but some people don't like to talk. So if they don't want to talk, give them sign language. If they don't understand that, then you just disappear and go to someone who wants to talk and have conversation. Wouldn't you say?
I agree.
Okay. Nah, I need some water. You know what? What are we going to talk about next week?
Next week, we're going to talk about embracing the beauty that lives inside of you.
Oh, and that's and it's great beauty, butterflies and beautiful flowers and all of that good stuff. So on that, if you are ready to close out, I think we've been told them some good stories this evening, okay, on honoring yourself. And, of course, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, knows how to pull those questions out of you. So this is the way we're doing it this time. But I hope, listeners, that you are jotting down and listening very closely, because it's a method and a purpose behind the wording, believe me. Wouldn't you say, Stephanie?
I agree, Miss Linda.
Okay. All right. Tell me, I'm standing up like the redwood tree. I recognize my growth, and I recognize the change. And we know that change comes moment to moment. Nothing ever remains the same. Nothing.
That
and, it all starts with you.
Yes.
Say that again, Stephanie.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, I said it all below. It starts and ends with you. So when you're honest with yourself, you know, you bring about kindness, happiness, and peace. But it starts with you first.
Right.
And then it reverberates out. All right? It reverberates out. And the universe is out there, and we're all part of the universe, whatever name you want to use. You might write in the sand. You might shake crystals. You might have the Bible. You might chant. Whatever you do, keep in mind that all of that is a part of the universe, and we're all one.
Yes.
So on that note, do you have something to carry us through the rest of the week with? And we're going to call in the evening because we have had some fun and gave some information and some storytelling up in here today.
Yes. Only thing I want to leave, you know, with the quote that I mentioned, you know, we cannot truly honor ourselves unless we first are honest with ourselves.
We cannot truly honor ourselves unless we are first honest with ourselves. Now,
yeah,
I want to ask you something. I like that quote. But how can one know that they're being honest with themselves? Some people are living in a delusion. What is a sign of that you are honest? Or do you need to take time, or do you need to meditate? What, you know, how can one stay on track with that?
Because you know that you're not coming out of act of fear through manipulation. You're coming from the heart.
Okay. Coming from the heart. That's the most important. Well, on that note, we're going to say, Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, we love you. And next week is going to be Embracing the Beauty Within Ourselves. Is that the correct title?
Yes. Embracing
the beauty that lives inside. Embracing the beauty that lives inside. Listeners, I hope you got a full pad over there and you got writer's cramps for writing down all these stories we've been telling you. And getting a kick out of these questions that Miss Stephanie Haynes has been asking me, because she know I'm going to tell the truth over here. And I have loved caring and sharing with you. And hopefully It is going to help you in one way or the other. But I'm going to say this before we go. Walk away from people who don't, who put you down. People that walk away from fights that will never be resolved. Walk away from trying to please people who will never see your worth. The more you walk away from things that poison your soul, the healthier you'll become. And we like to be happy, bright, and light over here. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. Stephanie, we love you. Have a great evening. I will speak with you shortly if I may. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Stephanie Haynes, listeners, the author of The Healing of the Womb.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. A brave, brave girl, try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free.
Showing others how to live.
We care with love.